Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
ESPN 97.5.
Good name. Totally fits.
A Gao Media Station. KFC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Beer and barbecue equals the perfect Father's Day. Caller 10 at 810 to 713-780-3776. Caller 10 at 810. 713-780-3776 was a voucher to a fun, easy backyard pit master class from Brisket U. You'll learn the tips and tricks to smoking the perfect Texas brisket and become a certified backyard pit master, all while drinking beer at a local brewery. For information, dates, and times, go to brisketu.com. That's brisket, the letter u.com. So caller 10 at 810 wins that nice prize. Back to John Lance.
And it's Friday, and we're taking calls here from celebrities. So if you are a celebrity, give us a call. We had Kim Jong-un, and it didn't really sound like him. I don't know that. I'm not sure that
there I was could see it. No, I could absolutely see
no,
it.
No, he didn't sound like a Kim Jong-un to me.
He did
and
to
a matter
me.
Of fact, Twitter wasn't all that happy with him, if you want to know the truth.
Why not?
Twitter wanted an accent.
No, Twitter thought that
he
didn't bring much to the table. That's what Twitter thought.
I thought he was great. I thought he knew a lot about basketball, for one. I didn't like the threat that he had. I don't care for that much. But hey, I want to ask you a question. So your kids are all out of the house. My kids are not. Four of them are not. My wife, for Mother's Day, I don't know how windy was. Do you know my wife? I didn't even get to ask. Oh. I didn't give you an A.
No, I don't want your kids. Are you trying to pawn your kids?
No. That's not what I'm doing.
Okay.
My wife, for Mother's Day, what I found out is that there is a high percentage of women who agree with her, which I did not know. I thought it was just a Nicole thing, and then I found out, no, it's a mom thing. Hey, what do you want for Mother's Day? To not be around anyone in the family? Okay. Happy Mother's Day. My wife, you know what she wanted for Mother's Day? To not see any of us. Not the kids, not me, nobody. She wanted to go get tanked and go do karaoke one year. That's what she wanted to go do. You know, happy Mother's Day. What would you like? Never see any of y'all for the day? Okay. Well, you can probably go somewhere. I don't think I could take the kids somewhere. But for Father's Day, when I mentioned that to her yesterday, apparently there's not, and that's not what I want, but when I broached that subject, I said, well, I guess I could just not try to see any of y'all for Father's Day, when she asked me, and she goes, no, you need to see your kids. Like, apparently that's not a thing for dads. Now, granted, I'm not at home a lot when the football season, my draft season's cranked up, so I guess I can't use that as an excuse. And I left town for 6 weeks in a row. But I noticed that I don't think dads get to do, hey, not see any of you, just go play cards and well, now I have to drive to, you know. If I'm not playing a prime, I'm not playing anywhere in the city of Houston.
No.
I'm just going to let you know that. So I guess I'll have to drive to Louisiana to, you know, to go play some table games. But I noticed that my wife said, no, that's not on the table. You getting away from all of us. That's not. So I didn't get that.
Yeah, we didn't have any of that.
We're expected to be there.
Yeah, I didn't have any of that. My wife never said that. She didn't want to get away from. She's a full time job. So
yeah, she doesn't. And my wife,
gets crushed by them every day, nonstop.
So. Yeah, it's a relentless. Yeah, it's a nonstop
beating she takes.
But watch how many people on Twitter say my wife's the same way. I couldn't believe how many women just don't want to see anybody, including their children, on Mother's Day. What do you want for Mother's Day? To not be a mom? Oh, okay. What do you want for Mother's Day? Do you want to A, be around all the family and all the kids, or B? That's what it was. I'm going to tell my wife when she says, "What do you want to do?" I'm going to say, "Peace fine meats."
Oh my God.
I want bone-in tomahawks. I want brisket and I want ribs. And all I'm going to do is grill and eat meat all day long. That's all I'm doing. So, Michael, if you're listening, and if he's not, then Nicole, if you're listening, get your ass over there, because I'm going to be there and in Austin on Saturday, so I'm not even going to be in Houston until late Saturday night. Get your ass over there. Go get me a brisket, get some ribs, and get a steak.
Since you two are discussing the misery children bring, which I completely understand, Lance, you didn't catch this act yesterday as the 11 o'clock show was ending because I don't know where you were. But have you caught John's act when talking to interns that he knows and the difference? You haven't caught that, have you?
No.
Yesterday.
No, what is it?
Yesterday, good old Brock was back, and he was...
Where's Brock? Is he here today?
He's not scheduled for today. He was back.
That's my guy, Brock Yates.
Learning the trade. Brock Yates, Terry Yates, one of Terry Yates' son, one of John's good friends. And then you had Juby, who happens to be Frankie's roommate at college from LSU. They were both in the same room. Do you imagine how those interactions went, Lance? Because Brock caught all of it. Like, Brock, you're lazy. What are you doing? Are you doing any work? What are you just sitting there for? Meanwhile, Brock had been there since about 7 learning how to do things. Juby had already missed a shift from earlier in the week. And he goes, "Hey, everybody, look, Juby's here. Hey, it's Frankie's roommate. Juby is here." I was like, bro, she didn't even show up for her shift the first day. Brock
she's
got
a
here.
Fine young lady.
I'm sure she is. But the level of disdain you had for one intern... You know,
not
the
disdain.
One.
I'm trying to motivate him to be great.
Did you motivate Juby and go, "Hey, where you at? How come you didn't show up?" Did you give her any of that?
She didn't know how to open the attachment that.
So, Dell, are you saying it's people he is it?
It's not on her.
Male,
it's Tyler's
it
attachment that she didn't go all the way down.
It's female male. Have you ever heard John talk to a woman here? And he goes, "Hi, how are you? Have you noticed the way his octaves rise?
How are the sandwiches coming?"
Yeah, no.
I've heard him say that kind of stuff.
It's like, "Oh,
hey, remember, no mayonnaise.
This is you're a wonderful young lady. Hey, stupid Brock, where have you been?
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Do some work." That's the difference.
Based on the way John has talked about women on the show, I feel like this is
different.
It's
different off
weird...
the air. It's different.
Okay.
He becomes a different guy.
No,
like,
no.
You've noticed when he's not being creepy to one of the Texans cheerleaders. Have you noticed how the voice rises because he wants to sound non-threatening?
Juby's a fine young woman.
I'm not discrediting Juby. Yeah. I'm discrediting you and your performance. Brock showed up twice on time. Juby, I ain't going to take shots, but she was late yesterday, too.
Listen, Brock, get to work, Brock.
Exactly.
That's all right. I'm trying to mold him into a fine
and
young
even,
man
and even Brock,
that is going to be a great broadcaster
and
someday.
And the only reason I pointed out, because Brock was like, "What the hell? I'm here." But you could even see it in his face. He was like, "What the hell is this? We both know you. I show up. Why am I catching it all?"
Because you catch it. That's right. Because that's how you motivate young men.
Just notice it, Lance. Next time. Maybe if
I'll be listening for it now.
The octaves raise, and he becomes nice, John.
Yeah, well, because you have to be nice to the young ladies, okay?
You're a bit.
She's a fine young woman. She's
being
Frankie's friend.
You're being phony, though.
No, I'm not phony.
Yeah, why are you talking?
I like Chuby. She's a nice girl.
That's fine, but why are you talking at a different level? Why is your voice changing when you talk to
because,
her?
To be soothing.
Why is that?
Because.
What's that right there?
Because you don't. Because you want to nurture along fine young ladies, okay? But Brock needs an ass whooping. That's right. That's right. That's right. Okay? He got his hair cut because he was worried that I was going to crush him.
That's how afraid of you he is. He thinks you're the
did.
New York Yankees. He cut his hair.
He had shaved.
He had long reliever hair. He pitches at Centenary, and he had long reliever hair. We ain't having none of that around here.
Yeah, really, I get the feeling relievers just like the way it bounces. When it, like Jake Mariznick, I'm convinced he keeps his hair long because he likes the way it bounces.
Do you think think he goes home and watches the game to see how his hair bounces?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. He checks out like, yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, look at that. That's flowing. Good.
You
that's
know, Jake Mariznick nice. Is – I think Jake Mariznick – who do you think – I think he might be the best athlete on the whole team.
Springer? Yeah.
You mean not, with non-baseball stuff, like running and
– Yeah, he and, might
I think
be.
Everything. I think he's Mariznick a hell of a fielder football now. Player too.
Yeah.
Non-hitting stuff.
I mean, he's – as a runner, I mean, the guy's tremendously fast. He's just a great athlete, leaping, the just looseness of movements, just everything that an athlete is. I think it's probably Jake Mariznick. I do think that that Springer's up there probably as an athlete. He's not as fast as Jake.
Yeah.
I wonder who the fastest player on the team is.
Oh, Straw.
Short Strider, Tony.
Miles Straw.
Oh, yeah, Miles Straw.
That's not even close. And then Fisher
Kemp,
probably.
Straw, Mariznick in 100 meters.
Oh, what?
Kemp, Straw, Mariznick, 100 yards.
And what about and Fisher, too? Fisher's fast.
Okay, who wins in 100?
Oh, Straw.
Not a 40, 100.
Straw.
You think Straw's going to...
Straw crushes them all in everything.
Is he that fast?
Dude is a rocket. He is fast. No, it's. I don't even think this is... Now, take Straw out of the equation, and I probably take Fisher next.
You think Fisher's faster than Kemp and Mariznick?
Fisher is fast, dude. I'm going Fisher.
How about, wait a minute. Yeah, you know what? You're right, because Fisher makes it bang-bang plays on just regular ground balls to short.
Yeah.
It's like, holy crap, Fisher's moving.
Yeah, he scored from second on Bregman's. Another one.
What about, so we're just going to act like Jose Altuve in a 40, I think Tuvi's got a shot in a 40.
Hmm. Man, that's
not
tough.
Whenever the little. Well, legs
not without his legs now.
That.
His little legs can't even run around now. His little legs are all.
Hey, where is he? I thought we were getting.
Yeah.
Where's Jose Altuve?
No one knows. This isn't a thing Wednesday. That Jose Altuve hasn't been here for 2 years now.
He was out there not playing, but he was on the field with the guys.
Yeah. Guess what? He's not around.
No, he was there.
8:16.
I saw him. I swear.
I never seen him. I haven't seen him.
He was waving the guys going deplane, all this stuff.
Oh, that's terrible. Lance, that's jacked up. Is that Ram Jack?
Wow, Hervé Villechaize. Really, Dell? That's the kind of stuff we do.
Deplane.
If he's not playing, I'm going to make jokes. When he's playing, I won't say a word. He's one of the best players in the game.
What about, that's jacked up, Lance. Like Ram that jacked is. Up.
That's very much like that. But I'll tell you, listen, when it comes to Ramjack, that's a foundation repair that you can trust. And I know for a fact, I'm somebody who I've gone through the issues with foundation, with three different homes, one in Sugar Land, two in the Houston area. And every single time I've had to get the foundation corrected. Many of you have either had to have foundation work or you might know you need it. Here's some telltale signs. The sloping floors. The cracks there at the top of your wall and the sheetrock right above your door, that's a classic one. Your garage, your window, the brick near your window starting to pull away, you start to see gaps. Sometimes your bricks will separate. That's happened to me as well, one of my homes. These are all telltale signs. They're not going to go away. They're only going to get worse. And I'm telling you right now, if you go with the experts over at Ramjack, you've got a chance to really get it fixed and do it right the first time. That's what we want to do. We want to get this fixed, and we want to get it right the very first time, and that's what you're doing with the good folks over Ramjack. You can go to ramjack.com, but trust me when I tell you this, you are going to find a company that has American-made steel, and the Ramjack guarantee is that they're going to get those pilings in there with phenomenal technology. They're going to do it right the first time, and you're going to take advantage of their technology, their craftsmanship, and their lifetime warranty to get the very best product you can and to get the very best output that you can for your foundation repair. Do it right the first time. Don't do it a second time, and don't have a company that you can't trust that disappears when it comes to that warranty. Get it done with Ramjack. Give them a call today and ask any questions. They'll come out there with an on-site evaluation for you as quickly as possible so that you can get your home fixed and take care of that big investment. 713-599-0102. That's 713-599-0102. Or go to the website for more information at ramjack.com.
ESPN 97.5. Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, Clay, I remember that thing you said about me that one time at that one game.
I'm going to let it slide, bro.
I told Stefan I'm going to let it slide. You didn't mean it. Huh? You didn't mean it. It's all good. When I see you wakeboarding with your friends this summer in Quicksilver shorts, it's going to be all love. I know. You didn't mean it. Huh? You didn't mean it, big dog.
That's Drake. Talking to Clay.
What's he talking about? When is this? After he tore his ACL and he'll miss next year?
What's his name? Aubrey or something?
That's his actual first name.
Yeah.
I do think it's the image of Clay in wakeboarding with Quicksilver shorts does speak to what people think of Clay Thompson when he's not playing basketball.
Yeah. That is kind of him, isn't
it? Yeah. I don't know what Clay Thompson does. I do know he makes sure the women he's with don't put his face in their pictures.
Yeah.
He's not looking for that on Instagram.
I appreciate that.
But it's kind of on the nose what Drake said. People have that impression of Clay. I don't know if Clay does.
But there was something else. There was something else behind the scenes that we don't know.
He called him a bum ass, didn't he? Or was that KD who called him that after game two? That was what that's about. I'm sure they've been talking throughout the finals when they've been in Toronto. I'm sure they've had multiple discussions.
Yeah, but of course, Drake. So did he do this after they won the championship?
Well, that's when you talk. Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. We get it, Drake. You're the most important person in America right now, even though you're in Canada. So we get it. I don't know, man. He talks so much, so now he's got to come out a guy who just tore his ACL that will miss. I hope Twitter goes after him, because this is a guy who just tore his ACL, will miss likely next season. I mean, is that – we're just good with that?
No,
that's okay that he can – that's kind of low rent.
He set a brand, and that brand is trolling people when he's not making music that's very popular. No one's getting after
Drake
about this.
It was Clay that called him a bum ass.
Yeah.
Aubrey bum ass after game two.
That was why he responded the way he did.
Right, right.
And he wasn't doing anything. Drake was just minding his own business, being quiet, just watching games.
Yeah, sure he was.
Completely staying out of people's business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this question. If you, Lance, would ever withdraw your name from NFL job consideration, I'm going to break the story. Because
okay, what do you mean?
Well, I don't understand. Todd McShay works for ESPN, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. Well, Chris Mortensen broke the story that he's taken his name out of consideration for a job with the Jets.
His name was never in consideration.
Well, he did get an interview. He played football at Richmond with Joe Douglas.
It was a ploy to get more money from ESPN.
That's exactly right.
That's all it was. He was never – everyone behind the scenes is like, this is hilarious. Like, no one – everyone knows he's not actually being considered. He's got no experience in the league. You remember now, Daniel Jeremiah worked with NFL teams. Daniel Jeremiah is extremely good friends with Joe. Daniel Jeremiah had an offer, and he turned it down. When Todd McShay came out and said, I am being considered for this job – you know who says that ever? Nobody ever in the history of ever. If you're being considered, you don't tweet it. You don't talk about it. You sit there and go through it. That was clearly to put the heat on ESPN and try to get them to give him more money. That's all it was. There was never anything real. I talked to somebody at the Jets. Nothing was real. The whole thing was a lie.
Yeah.
But Joe D did it to hook a brother up. That's what he did. So, come on in. Well, you can say it publicly.
So how Joe Douglas would waste his time? I'm not even discrediting what you're saying. I'm just trying to figure out why are you just wasting your time bringing him in if this is just hanging out with your boy while you got other stuff? Because you ain't got nothing else to do?
Yeah. You can come on in. We'll talk. Yeah, we'll have an interview. And all you're doing is just putting more heat on ESPN. He's trying to get more money.
I'm sure they see through that, too.
If I'm the Jets, I'm like...
I would think so.
If I'm the Jets, I'm like, no, we're not going to waste our time with you hanging out with your boy over this. Just...
No.
I don't know that they actually hung out for very long. You know, we don't know how it actually went down.
Right. Well, yeah, he did his boy a solid. That's all. He's helping him get money.
I ain't looking for that. I ain't looking for you to do your boy. You just got on the job. I ain't looking for you to do your boy solid. Yeah. Go do your actual job.
No.
Yeah, I mean, there's something to be said for that too, John.
You forget your people. That's you.
I don't have any people.
Okay?
Wow.
Some of us don't forget where we came from.
Oh, you mean that this dopey boys club? Hey, man, I'm just going to help you out.
Animals.
John doesn't even talk about Chicago. He doesn't even want.
I'm convinced John left under mysterious circumstances.
I had to get out of there, though.
He talks about.
He always says, I had to get out of there.
Yeah, he talks about.
He always says, like, I had to get out of there. Isn't a normal sentence?
No, it isn't. So he's talking about how you forget your people. John.
I don't forget my people.
You don't.
My family is always.
Todd McShay's not family.
Todd McShay's is one of. I still talk to my buddies, my college buddies, teammates.
That's fine.
Yes.
Not the animals? Yes. Do you talk to the animals?
No, I can't talk to the animals anymore.
Del? Del, did he just forget his family?
We all know he's a hypocrite. I'm not
a hypocrite. I can't talk to the animals by a court order.
Look, if I'm a Jets fan who was probably really thrilled by Joe Douglas coming in, hey, bro, don't waste our time with this. Go do your job. Stop it.
I like a people. I had people on Twitter more than I felt comfortable with. Hey, you really need to see about the Texans. If they know what they're doing, we'll hire Lance Zierlein. I thought if the Texans hire me, they are terrible because I have no business being a GM of anything. I could work for a team. Lance, you should be the GM. Should I? Because I've never been on a college side and I've never been on a pro side. Should I? I've never been in charge of anyone ever, but now you want me to be in charge of an entire building. Okay.
These people. That's
a hard job. I have no business being a GM until I had experience.
You better tell your sycophants that you can barely walk without tripping. Yeah. Ain't no GM.
Yeah, I can walk fine. How about they had a higher curb than normal in
Ooh,
Alabama?
A higher curb than normal?
In
yeah,
Alabama?
They're supposed to be,
why would they have a higher
yeah,
curb than
normal?
Yeah,
it's supposed to be a 7-inch curb, and they have a 9-inch curb there for some reason.
Wait a minute. Do you go around measuring curbs? They're all different.
Yeah,
it depends
code.
On how low the street goes.
Yeah, it's code. They went. They.
It's not code. There's no code.
They went outside of code.
You a city planner or something? Is that what you do in your spare time? How would you know the code?
I do some city planning.
You don't know.
I do some city planning. I've thought about city planning before. Mostly, I'm a pit master.
You're not a pit master,
pellet boy. Okay.
What are you, raspberry pellets? What do you use again?
Apple pellets.
Oh, apple.
What are you talking about? That's Lamont who puts fruit on his barbecue for some reason.
Yeah. No.
He like just slices up a bunch of fruit and throws it in the grill on top of chicken. Like there it is. Like no, that's.
I'd rather he use a grill than boil like you do. So.
Boil ribs. Now here you go with boiled ribs. They're boiled ribs. My life. I would be terrified. Who would boil ribs? Aren't you worried about aren't you worried about your meat falling apart?
Why are you his puppet? He says boiled ribs, and you all of it immediately go off.
I just knew he took that Lamont's thing, saying I make boil-ass ribs.
Why are you his puppet? You're his puppet.
I'm not.
He's there right now. He's Geppetto. He's pulling your strings. Okay.
Sing the Pinocchio song. Ain't no strings on me. Go ahead.
I'm a boy.
I don't even know that song. I don't know any of these TV cartoon songs other than the one that you put in my head.
That's all he watches is cartoons.
Savages.
It was a cartoon when I was a kid. Of course, I watched Pinocchio.
But that's all he watches. That's all he watches. Marvel.
That's a good point,
all those cartoons.
That's a good point, John.
That's not all I watch.
Yeah.
But I am thrilled that. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is coming to Netflix soon. Peter Porker.
Peter Porker! Oh, God. Spider-Pig's coming. I'm so excited. And you know what else I'm excited about? Tonight, the Skeeters take on the Bees. Stick around for post-game fireworks. Don't miss out on a special Saturday night post-game fireworks show and post-game concert from Sundance Head, courtesy of Aramco. And Father's Day is coming on Sunday. What better way to celebrate than the Skeeters beer mug giveaway. First 2,000 fans. And Brewfest, courtesy of Bud Light. Fans can purchase Brewfest tastings at TDECU ticket office. 5 tastings for $20. It's also Sunday Fun Day, which means pregame catch on the field, player autographs, postgame kids run the bases courtesy of Dr. Larry Caldwell. And then Monday, closing out the homestand with Margarita and Military First Responders Monday means discounted margaritas and free admission for military, active and retired, and first responders with proof of ID. Go to SugarlandSkeeters.com for more information. Great way to entertain clients, different church groups, organizations, little league teams, schools, birthdays. Get your group together today. Enjoy everything Constellation Field has to offer. SugarlandSkeeters.com. That's SugarlandSkeeters.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, Kevin Biggio's coming home. And so is Randall Grichuk. Okay, that's your guy, Richmond Rosenberg.
Yeah.
Yep.
Marcus Holliday, stand
up. How about Lourdes Gurriel is coming? He's here. Teoscar Hernandez. And he was an Astro. He had a cup of coffee. Vlad Guerrero Jr. is fat.
What are you talking about? What is this?
Toronto's in town.
All on one team.
Yeah. Toronto's in town.
You're talking about fat people and former Astros.
Well, how about Kevin Biggio already has 3 homers?
I forgot that's where Biggio is. He's a real dude. I guess that's a real player.
Well, he's hitting .178, but 351 on base, 378 slugging, 3 homers.
Hold on. He's got 351 on base and hitting .178? How's that possible?
He's got a great eye. He's walked 12 times.
Has he been hit 4 times?
I don't know. That's, you know what? It doesn't have hit by pitch. That's a real possibility.
No one was better.
Nobody was better. Nobody. So that'll be interesting. You think people go out to see Kevin? I would imagine people want to see him play.
I think they want to see the Astros.
I think they want to see Yordan. I really believe. So this is going to be, it is going to be interesting to see what the organization does. Do they just release Tyler White? You got to. Yeah, he's not going to be. You can't send him down. Doesn't have any options. You don't send Yordan back. You just don't. I mean, people are excited. They're not dumb. They know that Yordan will put people in the seats. Nobody's coming to see Tyler White play.
Yeah, no.
And Yordan gives you a better chance to win because Yordan. I mean, look, he's got 5 walks already.
So I was thinking about this. I don't think anyone comes to the Astros to see this player play. I think they come to see a hell of a team.
I agree, but he can make a difference. People do want to go and see a player play. Yeah, I disagree with that.
For a short term, yeah. For the short term, I don't think that holds up all that long. Once you've seen him on TV, once you've seen him, I don't think you're making a special trip more than once maybe to go see any player play unless he is just a star of stars.
Right. And people go to see Mike Trout play. People go to see.
Yeah.
People went to see. Yeah, I remember when Randy Johnson was here? The difference in attendance when he pitched and didn't pitch?
Yeah. You're talking about iconic players.
Right. Well, and I'm talking about Yordan.
I'm not ready to put icon on a guy with 2 home runs so far.
Okay. All right. 2 home runs in 3 games.
Do you know who else has 2 home runs?
Do you know what that translates to?
Do you know who else has 2 home runs?
2 home runs
in 108.
Tyler
White has 2 home runs. And, Bubba, he's got a strikeout as a pitcher. Does Yordan know?
White power! Okay. 2 home runs in 3 games. That's 108 homers a season. Tyler White, not so much. You can have your Tyler White. I'll take Yordan. He does. I mean, the first time I saw him.
I don't want that.
I don't know if you remember him, but the first time I saw him, and he's wearing 44, I thought Willie McCovey. I honestly thought Willie McCovey. I was like, oh my goodness.
You're not joking about that either.
No. You go look at Willie McCovey. He looks.
Left-hander with that size.
With that size. That's not bad. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of you that don't remember Willie McCovey because he's older, but that's that dude. And he's got that same kind of pop. Holy crap. Love Yordan. But it's going to be an interesting team. I mean, Lunon is not. They don't just get rid of guys. Oh, we got options. We're going to send. I don't know how you can justify keeping Tyler White. And I hate it for Tyler White. I mean, he's a nice guy. I don't know. They like him. He's a nice guy. All that stuff. But I don't know. There's just no room for him. You've just got too many good players. How is Kyle Tucker ever going to get up to this team?
Well, he's not. He's going to turn into a draft pick. I mean, he's going to turn into another player in a trade. I don't know. I mean, you got Springer. Well, I'm not really counting on. So, well, who do you see as your long-term outfielders? Brantley's in his 30s.
Long-term.
So then run through your outfielders. Why can't Tucker get up?
Well, but it's going to be a couple of years. I mean, you still got Springer this and another. And that's
Springer,
if you
Reddick,
don't. And listen. A lot of people, of all the guys, he's one of the guys I think that you almost have to. He's the heart and soul of this team. Yeah, I don't know how you get rid of, how you just go, yeah, we can get rid of Springer.
No, they're not. But I'm saying, what? Tell me how you're keeping Tucker. Like, why is Tucker not have a shot? Because of Derek Fisher?
No, I don't know that Derek Fisher has a shot. I mean, how do you keep Derek Fisher up when everybody gets back?
Why can't Tucker be one of the top four?
Well, first of all, he's got to prove that he can do that. I mean, do you figure right now, after what you saw of him, that he is one of your top four guys?
No, I think he's got a chance. Yeah, I'm not just gonna
but he can't get a
tool him out
now
because he had the bad start. You know,
he can't get at bats now because it's too loaded. Look, they have everybody on the team is hurt, and he's still not up. I mean, if this wasn't his shot
but not outfielders though.
Well, Yordan, that's what Yordan is an outfielder, and he had to be called up before.
Is he?
Wait a minute. What do you mean not outfielders? Derek Fisher is here. Kemp is here. Straw is here. I mean, all
Kemp's
these guys got called
now
up before Tucker.
Well, I think it's Kemp's an infield outfield.
Right.
And Kemp's major league experience. Straw, I can't really explain Straw. There's no doubt though that Tucker slugged his way through the minors. He got up; it was too big for him. He's slugging his way again. I don't think it's crazy that Tucker could come back and be a different hitter. That's not crazy.
It's not,
it may
no,
have just
I,
mentally
I agree.
Been too much for him.
I agree, but the problem is you gotta know that before you hitch your wagon to that guy. And even with all of these injuries, he still couldn't get here to prove that to you.
I think they want him playing every day, is my guess. I think they know that he doesn't play every day if he sits on the Astros bench. And I think they want him in a rhythm and playing every day. I would. I'm good with Fisher. Fisher's done a nice job up here. Fisher has his second time up is really, you know, I'm happy with what Fisher's brought to the table so far. Yordan is going to be, you know, he'll probably be a converted first baseman at some point. He'll be a DH. From everything I've heard, he's just not very good defensively. So, and he's a big boy now. So, I don't know that he's a long-term outfielder for the Astros.
Yeah, he's a DH. He's going to be a... But you know what?
That's why I wonder if they'll turn him into a first baseman like they do for a lot of...
Well, he's got a lot of work to do to be that. But if he's a long-term DH, oh, well, he's a long-term... That's what. If he's Big
American
Poppy
League
here, that's fine. He can be Big Poppy forever here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No,
absolutely. I don't care about that.
Yeah. And you're going to start to run out of times that you can yo-yo Derek Fisher, too, by the way.
Yes.
He's getting into that neighborhood where you're not going to be...
Derek Fisher's speed, his defense, like everything. Derek Fisher right now, I would say, is pretty locked into being a outfield 4-5 right now. I think he's, you know, I mean, you got Kemp, too. I mean, Straw's the guy that is out, but your roster. Okay, I was thinking about this. We're talking about arguing about Tucker or Derek Fisher or Kemp or whoever is a fourth outfielder when you've got Brantley, Springer, and Reddick. Remember when we were having our, Dave Clark, the fourth outfielder? Like, What a bunch of ragamuffins the Astros lineup used to be. Lance Berkman on the broadcast was talking about we'd have extra inning games that would go on for like 19, 20 innings because nobody could hit. Like we were just trying to somehow find a way to manufacture a run. Hope for a bunch of pass balls. You know how bad the offense was? It was so terrible.
Oh, God. Yeah, when and Clemens is going, really? Really? I'm throwing a one-hitter? They scored on a sacrifice fly, and you guys can't score a run? Remember that year? Clemens just couldn't get a run. It was terrible.
Hey, I want to
when we come back.
What do we have right now? Okay, when we come back, I want to get into Dell's favorite quarterback, Dak Prescott, who was caping for yesterday. Looks like he's going to get his way, and Cowboys are going to get their man for about $34 million a year.
Get
guaranteed.
Your
congratulations.
Get your mans, Cowboys.
I'm just a fan
congratulations.
Of knowing your worth. And Dak Prescott going to get that money.
He's worth $34 million.
He'll get that
absolutely.
Money. The market says he is, or at least the Cowboy market says he is.
Yep. All right, and you know what the market is clamoring for? Jeff Aronoff and Absolute Marble and Granite. That's what they're clamoring for. The people need a Jeff Aronoff. Jeff Aronoff and Absolute Marble and Granite, that's a necessity. If you're building, whatever building it is, okay, you're going to want the best, I mean, marble and granite, countertops. If you've never been to the Damaris Bar on 18th Street, the first thing you notice is how nice the bar is. And Jeff Aronoff put that in. And he put in, you know, all of the marble, the countertops, everything. It's just excellent. And it's going to last forever. And this is the kind of thing that he does every single day. So if you've got a – I mentioned this, the U of H thing a few times. They needed to make their baseball facilities nicer. Jeff, get in here. Take care of this business. If you've got a big job like that, if you're you want to change your business's look, your home look, anything it is that you want it to be nice, you got to do these kind of things. Put in that outdoor patio, put in an outdoor kitchen. If you want your business, if you want your home to increase in value, this is what Jeff Aronoff does every day. And Absolute Marble and Granite is here. It's bigger than ever, growing every single day. If you're looking for this kind of thing, you've got to do this if you want to increase the value of your home or business. 713-880-2822. Absolute Marble and Granite. 713-880-2822.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Back here on ESPN 97.5. Yeah, well, we're talking about Derek Fisher. By the way, Derek Fisher's having his best year. He's hitting .226. And, by the way, he was sent down yesterday, as a matter of fact. Bringing up a reliever. I'm looking at their transaction page, and all it said is he was optioned. But if anybody, let me know who they're bringing up. Thanks, Goodwin and CNL and Brady Rogers. And
it's been real.
Yeah. Thanks for all you've been doing. CNL had the one nice outing, three innings, and then blew up.
Thanks for your service.
Yeah, thanks to you guys. Thanks to you, CNL. Lost 6-3. Congratulations. Okay. Now they had to get... And Derek Fisher's the one who caught it because of you guys. How's that?
I mean, you could be a better hitter than 226.
He actually could be, but he's not. I mean, that's his best year. He's a career 201 guy.
Yeah, you want to blame CNL.
Derek
Fisher has a track record of being, hey, we're going to need you to run like 90 yards around the bases or whatever the amount is. But when we ask you to hit, it doesn't go so well.
Well,
it's kind of important for a player to be able to hit a baseball.
It's kind of a big deal, yeah.
So Derek Fisher got no one to blame but himself.
No, Derek Fisher, thanks to CNL, he's down and they're losing ball games.
The Astros have enough really fast guys that they don't trust to hit the baseball.
They don't need any.
Brisnick is better.
They have a long history of signing guys that can't hit baseballs. But not this general manager. Thank you. Good night. Okay? Wait, I don't know if you know this. He don't shine shoes no more. You're damn right. Let's Kelly's been waiting a while. He wants to get in here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Kelly?
Hey, John, how are you?
Good, man.
Hey, I wanted to talk a little bit about Toronto and Kawhi in particular. I didn't think anyone could make me hate the Warriors until Kawhi got into the finals. And, man, really hated to see what happened to KD and then Clay. I mean, that's no way to win. Congratulations for, you know, your asterisk title there, Toronto. But I'm a Spurs fan, lay it out there. And it drives me insane that Kawhi gets no hate from anyone. Like, no one even pointed out at the national media. I mean, he stole $17 million from the Spurs last year, right? He faked an injury. I mean, Tony Parker, in the most un-Spurs thing ever, had to call him out last year, right, and say, you know, I'm 38 years old. I tore my quad. I came back in the time that your mystery quad injury, you know, still isn't healed. I mean, he faked an injury to force his way out. And what drives me insane is if this was, you know, a LeBron or if it was a Kobe or, you know, any kind of more outspoken athlete, you know, he'd be getting killed. But because he gives, what, horrible interviews? I mean, no one, you know, says a word about this guy. It drives me insane. And, I mean, you know, the best explanation we ever got was, you know, he's so feeble-minded, his uncle forced him, you know, down this road to turn on the coaches who made him who he was. It just drives me insane, and I just had to get it off
Kelly,
my chest.
Kelly, you sound a bit like a spurned lover here, just a bit.
That's exactly what it is. That is exactly what this is. I'm a grown man, and I'm mad at another grown man for leaving my team. I have no problem with it. I'm wearing it on my sleeve.
Well, you know, some of what you say, but look at the KD example, though. Okay, Kawhi said something was wrong. Your doctors are wrong, Spurs. Something is wrong, and I'm not going back to play. The allegedly, some Warriors were wondering, hey, looking at a side eye at KD, going, hey, why ain't you back here, dude? Hey, we need you. Come on. He goes out there and tears his Achilles. Kawhi said, I ain't doing that. And, oh, by the way, he doesn't. He's healthy enough this year to go and win a championship for a team. I'm going to tell you this, that KD injury may have changed guys forever. Until I'm 100%, I ain't going back.
Look, Kelly, I'm not one to step in and go, you're hating, because I like the hate.
Yeah, no, you appreciate him.
Look, Kelly, just understand.
Let the hate flow through you.
Just let it flow through you, man.
don't let your Sith Lord Del. Don't let Del the Sith Lord get into your head, Kelly. Don't listen to him.
I don't have to. It's already there. I'm just guiding him steering him into the direction where he hates a lot more than Kawhi.
Now let's be clear. It is because he's a New Balance athlete. Like he has there is no national acclaim. People just don't talk about Kawhi on a regular basis like LeBron and Kobe. Yeah, and that is part of it. I mean, it's also part of the reasons why he's not a megastar is because he doesn't have that personality.
Well,
did he get called feeble-minded?
He did kind of jake it last year. There were things that were wrong with him. But at one point, he had been cleared by it was more than – he had an issue with Pop and the rest of the
team.
Something developed there that we had never seen. And it's really never been fully explained. I don't think we'll ever know exactly what went on between the
allegedly,
two sides.
Allegedly, trust was broken. He didn't appreciate the comments about his alleged faking of an injury. And
that was later in the season.
Yeah,
though.
I know. Exactly. When he was allegedly ready to go, he was like, I ain't playing for y'all no more. you guys broke whatever trust there was. I'm not playing for you anymore. He didn't appreciate the way the Spurs handled it. And then he decided, no, I'm not playing. So.
Yeah, I think it really was at the end. It was just about him saying, yeah, I just don't want to play for you anymore. It didn't look like. I think Kawhi handled it very, very poorly. But he does get a. It is a little bit weird that he gets a pass because that would dog LeBron or any other superstar around. But for Kawhi, people just don't have those strong feelings for him either way. I guess that's one of the reasons why they don't say he'll never get past the time that he faked his way out of the, you know, out of the team and yada yada yada. So,
but
I don't know.
I don't know.
People just don't think of him like that.
But I want to tell you something. I mean, I know Kelly can't stand him, but is he not? He is a dream for a, well, maybe not for Pop, but for a coach. For a, I know he doesn't he's not a good interview, and he's not a star because he doesn't. But he just wants to play ball, and he said it time and again. He said, "Y'all worry about all that stuff about best player in the game and how many points and all of this. I don't give a crap. I just want to play. I just want to play ball, and I want to win games." Man, you can't
people get tired of hearing
more.
About every athlete being a brand.
Yeah,
yeah
he's
mean,
not a brand.
It's getting a little tiring where everybody has to be a brand from the time they're three.
Yeah,
like sometimes, and I get it. It's the marketing movement that has happened since, frankly, Jordan. I mean, Jordan was the one that really pushed it forward. I know there was Converse shoes, and but it was Jordan that turned it into brand this, brand yeah. that, and it's just. It's just something
look,
I just like to watch these guys ball out, and it is kind of nice that he's more like Olajuwon. Frankly, his demeanor's more like Dream's demeanor was.
Listen, Springer, I ain't no brand. I don't care about Twitter. I don't care about all that crap. I want to win. Mike Trout, I don't care. Yo, I'm not a star. I'm not marketing your game for you, Commissioner. Tough. This is you know what? I'm a dad. I'm a player, and I'm a great player. I'm sorry. You know, those guys, there are. They're too few and far between. Now it's all about me, Antonio Brown.
But with all that said, though, John, I still don't think he handled the San Antonio thing right, based on everything we read.
Well, unless he said, you know what, I'm not well. I'm not 100%, and I don't care what you guys say.
Let me ask. I thought the same thing. Let me ask you this. My brother-in-law just texted me this. How is Kawhi Leonard going to be looked at if he bolts from Toronto? And I thought about that.
Fine.
And because he won a championship, I think they're going to be – they'll be sad.
Yeah.
But I think – I don't think they'll have the hatred for him now.
No.
If they had lost a 3-1 lead and Golden State came back to win the championship and then he bolted
– no.
It might be a little weirder.
He's their Charlie Morton, only better. You know what? Do you
only
have a
the
hatred?
Best player on the team?
Do you have? Yeah, he's the best player on the team, but he was never their guy. He, you know what? I came here. I won for you guys. I got to go. Sorry. Yeah. I never committed myself.
Oh,
to
okay. You mean kind of like Carlos Beltran? Good
yeah.
thing no one in Houston got mad at him.
Well, but he didn't win.
Everyone was
but he didn't win.
Throwing money on the field. Yeah, but Carlos Beltran was our rental player, and he played out of his head, and people took it really hard when he left. Really
yeah,
hard.
But he didn't win. If he'd won a championship, he'd have still been beloved.
Although it wasn't his
fault.
Probably. They didn't win.
You know, it wasn't his fault. He did everything
he did everything. 9 o'clock, ESPN 97.5. Raheel's late because he had daddy-daughter donut day.
Yeah, but what about
that's fine.
Daddy-daughter gets donuts because Raheel works. How about we...
That, well,
wow.
You're hate,
wow.
hate,
I mean,
hate.
Taskmaster Dell.
Trina's going to get in here on the other side. Trina, hold on. We'll get to you because the ladies always go to the front of the line. Gulf Coast Chevy, though, Craig DeCerf first up.
Front of the line for Craig DeCerf. Let me tell you, this is just such a high-class operation they run there. We get flowers delivered to the house to my wife, and I'm like, I'm sorry, what? Well, here's what I did, and this is 100% true. I saw this from Craig DeCerf and from Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. We just purchased a new Chevy Traverse for my wife from them. We got great trade-in value. Frankly, I'm surprised they gave us a trade-in value. They did for her vehicle that we traded in. I took the flowers. I took the card that was from him, and I passed them off as my own that I actually bought there for my wife. And she was super excited. And I thought I was actually going to get some nachos off of it. But then I felt guilty, and I said, all right, Craig DeCerf did this. Sorry. And then I had to actually let her know it wasn't me that got the flowers. But that's just the way they operate. Their customer service, they really do care about customers. I mean, they really do. They go above and beyond to make sure that you are happy with not just the vehicle, but the process, the car buying process, the sales department, the service department. Even if you have issues here in Houston, if you want to get your car worked on, they can bring you a loaner here in town and switch it out for you. It's the little things that they do to make sure that you know that you're the most important thing to them. By the way, they got about 350 vehicles in stock right now. So if you're looking for a Chevy Silverado pickup truck or a GMC Sierra, or maybe you're looking for a Buick Enclave, or you're looking for a Chevy Traverse crossover vehicle, cars, pickups, SUVs, the iconic Yukon or Tahoe or Chevy Suburban, it's all in one spot. It's in Angleton. Lower overhead, lower prices. LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.